Phil Gayle and friends at breakfast.
This is 95.2 BBC Radio Oxford.
We'll talk school films in just a sec, but a quick word on the weather. We've been talking about the wet weather that we've been having over the last couple of hours. St. Swithin's Day is Sunday. And what is the thing? If it rains on St. Swithin's Day, then apparently it's going to rain for the next 40 days. Now, the rhyme is, this is in the Telegraph, St. Swithin's Day, if thou dost rain, for 40 days it will remain. St. Swithin's Day, if thou be fair, for 40 days 'twill rain nay mare. Now, according to the latest weather forecaster, it's going to be dry on Sunday, St. Swithin's Day, so we might get some respite from all this rain. So the forecasters are predicting a dry day on St. Swithin's Day, but if it does rain on St. Swithin's Day, the tradition has it that it will rain for the next 40 days. I'm just saying. 11 minutes to 9 o'clock. Later this morning, hundreds of children will head to the Cooper School in Bicester to take part in a film festival with a difference. There'll be films about fruit bats, a princess, and a knight, and about water waste.
Hi, water busters, I heard you cry for help. Let's stop this water wasting at Trickwell School. Mrs. Dawkins, is that dishwasher full? I don't think so. You're wasting water. Next time, wash up by hand. Then you won't waste too much.
Okay.
That's told Mrs. Dawkins. The children of Fritwell School's Year 4 there. Greg Stragnall is one of the organisers of the Bicester Schools Film Festival. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Tell us more about this festival. How does it work?
Well, we have the primary schools in the Bicester area who have been busily creating films over the past term. We've had 50 films entered by 10 schools, and up to nearly 700 students have taken part in producing those films. And so we gather the entries, and they come to today, which is our kind of Oscar ceremony at the Cooper School.
And how old are these children?
Well, the youngest are 4 and 5 year olds in the foundation stage, and then the oldest are year 6 students at primary school, so they're kind of 10, 11 year olds.
What are they using to make the films with?
They're using very basic stuff, unfortunately. Well, not unfortunately. It works perfectly adequately. But they haven't got real, you know, high-tech video cameras. So they're using things like flip cams and digital blue cameras and very basic kind of hold it in your hand. One of the issues that they do run up against from time to time is the fact that most of these basic cameras, the microphone is in the camera. So if they're doing any outside work, and it's a windy day, for example, you get a lot of wind noise and that sort of stuff. But it's the process as much as the finished product, of course.
I want to play you a clip here. I've got a clip here from a film made by the children of Bure Park Primary School in Bicester, all about a fruit bat.
Fruit bats come out at night to get berries and pineapples.
Fruit bats eat apples and melons and other stuff like that.
Fruit bats come out at night, not day.
Aww, I don't know why, but that quite touches me. They must have had great fun making that. How much help did you give them?
Well, the vast majority of the work is done by the students themselves. That's one of the criteria that we use in judging the films, is, you know, to what extent was the teacher involved and to what extent did the children do virtually all of the work themselves. And so most of those, including that fruit bat movie, the vast majority of the work would have been done by the children themselves. They will have decided what they're going to say. They will have chosen the shots that they want to make. That particular clip is those children are speaking to camera, and then they've interspersed it with photographs and other information that they've taken from the internet, for example, and then they've put those two together.
So
most of the work is theirs.
Who can go to this this film festival?
Well, because we've got limited space, it's the children themselves who have been involved in producing the films. So from the 10 schools that entered, we've got about 250 children attending the performance today, and they'll be dressed in their Oscar gowns and their tuxedos and dinner jackets, and we have a presentation with trophies and medals and certificates for all the kids.
Fantastic. Well, we wish you well with that. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
Greg Stragnall there, one of the organisers of the Bicester Schools Film Festival. Wow, the stuff that kids get to do in schools these days, it's fantastic.